random art tips and rambles with Rafi.
Hola, you amazing artist. It's Rafi.
And Klee.
And today we are going to bring things to a close when it comes to Etsy. I'm sure that a lot of you guys that have been watching the Etsy videos and don't have Etsy are probably sick and tired of us talking about it.
And those of you who know what's going on and have been talking about Etsy are probably also sick and tired of talking about it.
Yeah, because I know for a fact that I am kind of sick and tired of talking about it. So today we are going to talk about it. We are going to totally bring it to a close, but we aren't going to talk about what's happening with Etsy. If you want to know what's happening with the whole free shipping thing, go ahead and watch our videos. But as far as where I'm at right now, I want to talk about steps in the future and just the fact that for artists, in any kind of business, but especially in a creative business, you're going to run into some roadblocks. You're going to run into some issues. And there are ways to keep yourself from getting stuck.
Yeah, because the truth is that if you're a maker or an artist that is involved in a larger platform, whether it's a community market or an online marketplace, it's really easy, but it comes with challenges. Anytime there's policy change, anytime there's management change, anytime any change occurs, it's sort of outside of your control on a platform like that.
The thing about it is that those platforms are set up in a way where it could be really, really easy. Whether or not it's an Etsy community-based platform for makers, or if it is a Palfox market or any kind of market that you're doing that you go week to week, easily what can happen is that those markets either fall under new management, like with Etsy, they get bought out, certain people get fired, you get CEOs from other companies. What'll end up happening is that there's usually a policy change because they are looking at the market as an overall and how to increase their sales and their bottom line. And a lot of times those things could butt heads with what it is that the sellers, the small businesses in that market actually want.
Yeah, I've experienced it obviously on Etsy at the market when you have a large number of sellers that sell various things at various price points and you as the overarching corporation need to affect change. Oftentimes it's a one-size-fits-all policy. And we know there's really no such thing as a one-size-fits-all policy. It's not going to work for everybody.
Exactly, exactly. And I mean, and that's the thing. Etsy is comprised of a bunch of small businesses that all offer very, very different items. The same thing as the market. The market is a bunch of small businesses that offer very, very different items. And there are certain things that fall in line when you're running a business, you know, things that are overall, whether or not you're selling this item or that item. But as far as sales go and the kind of offers that we make to our customers, that all depends on what the product is and what it is that you are willing to do and how far you're willing to go for your customer and what the expense is and how much it costs. And, you know, for the shipping thing with Etsy, how much they weigh, how big are they, how much does it cost to ship?
Yeah, outside of the moral question that we've been posing over the last week, the logistical elements of this are nightmarish.
Yeah, exactly. You know, especially for me, if I was selling something where it was just standard shipping to everywhere, then I could understand some businesses where they decide that they're going to roll that cost because it costs them pretty much the same amount to ship it everywhere. But then you're even in that area, you're falling into a moral gray area because if you're shipping overseas, they're going to get charged extra money for shipping. And so essentially they're paying for shipping twice. And it just, there are things about that that just go against my ethics and the way that I do business. And I understand Etsy is trying to battle against Amazon and Walmart and a lot of these big box businesses that have their own distribution centers and things like that. And it just doesn't work. But beyond that, and we already cover all that stuff in the videos, yeah, and things like that. Beyond that, the question is, as an artist, like when you do run into these roadblocks, how you handle it is what makes the difference.
Absolutely. So being involved with my local market and with Etsy and larger platforms like that, as things change and new policies roll out over the last 8-10 years, generally, I find ways to adapt and make things work for my business, as I know that that's part of the territory that comes along with being a small part of a larger thing. However, some things, I think sometimes you just need to say, enough is enough. I'm going to have to put in my own blood, sweat, and tears into something that I have full control over.
I think Etsy and markets and things like that make it easier for people that are used to working for someone else to open up their own business. In essence, it's like you're opening up your own business, but you're still part of this thing that gives you some kind of sense of security.
And support, yeah. I will say being part of a market and being part of an online market were a great way for me to launch my business. Absolutely.
Absolutely,
because yeah. I was scared to, you know. So I've got my footing under me now. I've got experience under my belt. And while it's still a scary move, it long-term isn't going to work for me, so I'm going to have to branch off on my own.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that that is the element in there, the fact that something like Etsy or something like the Palafox Market is simply a stepping stone and not something that you should invest your all into, because while you're doing Etsy or while you're doing the market, your investment time should be going into the next step, which is branching off and just being your own business, having your own e-commerce platform that you have complete control over and don't have somebody telling you what it is that you need to do. Because essentially, when you're doing the market or you're doing Etsy, you do have this third party that is telling you what the rules are that you need to abide by, versus you setting up your own rules for your own e-commerce platform or your own setup.
Yeah, exactly. What works for you based on your own ethics, how you want to serve your customers. Up until this point, my ethics were very much in line with the ethics of Etsy. And so they were a great way to learn about what makes a good customer service experience and get my knowledge base together on that. Now there's a divide in the road.
Yeah, exactly.
Now I can take those skills and bits of knowledge that I gleaned over the years and keep on applying them to my own customer service platform.
Exactly. It's the same thing like when I tell artists, if you don't have anywhere to show your stuff, just go ahead and go to the flea market, because it is the experience that you're gaining there that is a benefit to you, not the venue itself. It's the same thing as doing the Palafox market. It is the experience that you're getting there with dealing with customers and dealing with different issues that might arise that is of value to you. The problem is, I think, when we start to rely on those other outside factors and justify those outside factors as being the reason why we're successful.
Yeah. So I've looked at moving away from Etsy and onto my own website as the difference in foot traffic from like going from the local market I do, which has thousands of people come through it, to like trying to do my own yard sale, and what kind of foot traffic am I going to get compared to this grand market that has huge traction already? It can be really scary to feel like I'm going to launch my own e-commerce platform and it's going to be crickets out there in the internet world because no one will know who I am or where I am.
Obviously, Etsy was a great platform to get your business started, but Etsy didn't make or break your business. You know, you still had to do your own marketing. You still had to find customers. You still had to update your store. You still had to do all the work that went into creating your store on Etsy. And the benefit of Etsy was that it did give you a little bit more exposure than you would. Because, yeah, when somebody opens up a website, you might as well be in the middle of Siberia.
Yeah.
But I think the idea that your business is dependent on Etsy or dependent on the market is just another fear that clouds your judgment when it is time to move on. And I know that for sure, because for the last 2 years, there have been changes that Etsy has been implementing that every time I think to myself, like, yeah, you know what? It's time for me to move on. But because it was so comfortable and it was so easy, I didn't make the move.
Yeah, there was kind of an element of like, I'm going to turn a blind eye to this for the time being because I don't want to put in the work it's going to take to migrate somewhere else.
Right. And until now, I was the one that was mostly, you know, when they raised their interest or when they decided that they were going to start charging on shipping, on the money that we were making off of shipping, you know, there was a part of me that was like, well, this is bullcrap. But at the same time, the only person that was suffering was me, not my customers. I think that because this ventures into that area where now you're asking me to be deceptive to people that trust me, to tell them to be honest and truthful. And, you know, and then I'm going to lose out or they're going to lose out. I think at that point, that's where I decided to draw the line.
Yeah.
Where I am no longer willing to take it.
That's also where I draw that line. I will not see my customers burdened or deceived by this.
Yeah, exactly. The main thing that I want to discuss in this blog is like, listen, you're going to run into roadblocks. You're going to run into situations like that. I think it's just having your eyes open to the idea that you always want to be very, very self-reliant when it comes to your business. And so when you're dealing with a platform, whether it is an Etsy or any other platform, because even the best, I mean, when Etsy first started out, they were like this great artist handmade platform, and you could see how over the years with the changes in management and the changes to the company, how it became what it became now, where they're mostly competing with Amazon and some of the big box stores because they grew so big. And so you have to rely on the fact that any platform that is out there eventually is going to become this kind of platform.
Yeah, really the only tried and true way to guarantee that you retain control over what you're doing is to be completely self-reliant.
Yeah, to be completely self-reliant. Now, when you're first starting out, I think that these platforms are great because they're just like getting started at the flea market or doing a farmer's market. But really, when you look at that, like, did you want to be on Etsy for the rest of your life? Do you want to be doing the farmer's market for the rest of your life? Or do you want to have your own business that you're running, whether it is a studio where people do studio visits? I mean, it's keeping an eye on the ball and making sure that you don't fall into that, relying too much on someone else being in control of what your business is.
Yeah, most definitely. When I look at the big picture and when I think long term, of course, I want to build my brand as a standalone thing. I want my work and my name to be able to be self-supporting. I want people to seek me out because they love my work and they know about me without any external influences or platforms or what have you. I want my brand to be its own self-sustaining thing. When was that going to happen? I don't know. I'm honestly thankful in a way for this push. It's going to force me to look at that.
Something has always shifted our career because of a push like this, because we ran into a wall or we ran into a problem or we made the decision because we could see it coming. Sometimes when it's like a thing like this, where maybe I was just a little bit lazy, and I was like, well, it's fine, we'll do it someday. And then all of a sudden this kind of thing happens. It does put that fire under your butt to, all right, you know what? You've been talking about having your own e-commerce platform for the last 2 years. Now it's the time to do it.
Yeah, this is sort of akin to a hurricane situation, being that we live in Florida. And Rafi's always telling me, it's really great that you do the market regularly. And, you know, I know you rely on the market. But what about hurricane season?
Yeah.
What if a Category 4 hits us? Fingers crossed that we don't have that. But what are you going to do if all your eggs are in the market basket and a hurricane comes through? And so this is the e-commerce version of that, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, and that's what I mean. It's like you take a look at the opportunities that you have in front of you and you take them, but always be prepared to move on to that next step and determine for yourself what that next step is. You know, what is it that you really want to be doing? Because really, a lot of people, when I look at them at the market and I could ask them, like, so do you want to be doing this market for the rest of your life? You know, and it's like, no. So it's that growth and that evolution. I'm excited that the people that are following us are with us during this journey, because I wonder how many people that are thinking about starting their art career that haven't thought about these kind of things happening. I know I didn't. And to be able to experience this publicly, the way that we're experiencing it and moving forward and going through and seeing some of the backlash, you know, like we are basically posting our opinion, talking about how we feel about the moralities and about the legalities of doing this with Etsy and deciding that we're going to just move forward and do our own e-commerce store. I mean, if people decide to stay with Etsy, that's all fine and dandy. I don't care. But as far as where I'm concerned, it's like, okay, well, I don't want to participate in this. And also, who knows what kind of other moves they're going to make in the future if they're willing to do this? Like, I don't want to be in a position anymore where my business is dictated by someone else's decision.
Yeah. So essentially, stop telling us what to do. Yeah. Big corporations.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of people want to fall right back into that comfort zone and say, well, maybe we could get Etsy to change their decision. And in all honesty, I'm way beyond that. I'm like, okay, well, I'm done, because it's not like there haven't been decisions that were already made over the last 2 years that I was like, okay, I don't agree with that, but it's okay. And realizing that, it's like, okay, I don't need to put myself in a situation anymore where something happens and then I'm facing a brick wall. I want to be prepared to be able to deal with my own thing. Because what if Etsy closes down? It's the same thing with the market. What if there is a change in management? What if somebody decides, you know what, we're no longer going to do this market anymore? And then you're just there with no exit strategy and no plan in case something like that happens. So no matter what it is that you're doing, always think of what the next step is going to be and what your exit strategy is.
Yeah. And I guess just don't get too complacent relying on things like markets and e-commerce platforms. They're great till they're not.
Yeah, exactly. So just, you know, use them as much as possible. But when it gets to the point where they're using you, then have an exit strategy already in place where you are ready to step out to the next thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, and I don't know what the next thing might be for you. It might be a brick and mortar location. It might be a gallery. It might be a bakery. It might be whatever it is that you decide to do, or you decide to just do studio, or you decide to rent a space, or you decide to do pop-ups, or you decide to switch it up and have different areas where you are showing your things. I mean, I don't know what the next step would be for you. For some people, it's not opening up a brick and mortar location. Like for me, I do not want to open up a brick and mortar location unless it is a studio where people have to do appointments for studio visits and things like that. That's what I dig. But as far as like having a place where it's like 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, that I've already lived that life. I grew up that way. So that is not an option that I'm willing to go. But for some people, that is their option.
Yeah. Moving forward, I'm really excited about two things. I'm excited about not being totally sure what direction I'm going, but knowing that I'm going. I can be really stubborn and resistant to change. Sometimes I need a little kick in the rear.
Yeah, I could testify to that. Klee can be very resistant and stubborn to change.
So I'm excited about what I'm now viewing as an opportunity to do something different and to see how I adapt and to see what I will do. Because I'm actually really good at adapting when I'm
absolutely
forced to.
Yep.
Or when I really make that decision.
Yep.
And the second thing I'm excited about is to build something that is 100% mine.
Yeah.
Because I enjoyed the process of launching my Etsy shop, and I enjoyed the process of putting together my physical presentation at my market at shows.
Yeah.
I enjoy the process of building up whatever it is that I'm presenting to online shoppers or in-person shoppers. And I know I'm going to enjoy this process of creating my site that is controlled by me, because it will be 100% mine, custom tailored to me and the people that shop my brand. So I'll be excited to see how that unfolds and what I learn.
Yeah. As we learn things, we'll obviously be sharing it with you guys.
Yeah. You guys get to see all the things in real time. I mean, you've been processing emotions with us in real time.
Yeah.
And
you'll be able to experience us making all the mistakes. And maybe you'll be able to avoid mistakes, or you'll be able to like jump in with us and make the same mistakes. So I don't know. I am excited about what's coming. I'm excited about the changes. I'm excited about where we're heading. I think that this is a step in the same direction. Honestly, I think that with Etsy and with different things like that, we have gotten a little bit stagnant in our career. And I think that this is just the next step in the evolution of our career. So I'm looking forward to it. I am absolutely looking forward to it. And to let you guys go, if there is any advice I could give you, is there are plenty of great platforms out there, whether or not it's Etsy or another platform for online. I suggest that you use them as best you can, but always, always give yourself an exit strategy and always look to the future to what changes you could make to improve your way of doing business the more you learn the business. I think it's great to be able to use Etsy to be able to learn the business and learn different things in the business. But once it gets to a point where Etsy is using you and it's no longer a growing or learning experience for you, I think that it's time to move on.
Time to put our big girl and big boy pants on and our own e-commerce gurus.
Exactly. Exactly. Like I said, this is it. We're done talking about Etsy. We're moving forward. We're with the eyes on the horizon and looking forward to the next adventure. And I wanted to thank you guys so much for all the support and just how awesome you guys have been throughout this whole thing. It's been a little bit of an exhausting ride, but we're good now.
Yeah, and we've tremendously appreciated all of your various differing, insightful feelings and thoughts.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Across the board, everybody had different opinions. Some people were supportive, some people were not, and we appreciate every single comment that we got. So, and that's it. We'll let you guys go. I absolutely adore you guys. I freaking love you. And adios.
Goodbye, everyone.